Hi, this is Everett. You can find more content like this or learn more about me or my programs at everettconsidine.com. It's not advisable to listen to relaxing audio material while you drive. Food controller and food indulger meditation. This guided meditation will help you to get to know your food controller and your food indulger. It will help you better understand the arguments these parts are having in your head. This meditation can also be done as a journaling exercise. Simply pause the recording after each question and write down your responses. To start, take a breath and close your eyes. Notice your thinking. Notice what's on your mind without any need to change it or judge it. Notice your feelings and your emotions. Notice your physical sensations. Take a long, slow breath. Take another long, slow breath. I invite you to go back to a memory when you were having a craving for some type of food that you are trying to not eat. We call the part of you having the craving the food indulger. Each of our food indulgers shows up differently. I want you to notice. How does your indulger show up for you? When does it tend to show up? Is it very opportunistic? Does it show up when you're around certain foods? Or does your food indulger start craving something that's not presently around and even makes you go get it? How does your food indulger talk to you? Does it seduce you? Does it rationalize? Does it tell you that you deserve this? What strategy does your food indulger use? I invite you to reflect on this a moment. Sometimes we can feel parts in our body. See if you can remember when your food indulger is present, how it feels in your body. If you were to allow an image to form of your food indulger, what would it look like? What would it sound like? How does it talk to you? See if that image might form in this moment. Is your food indulger a certain age? I invite you to imagine moving the food indulger out of your body so that it's across from you. How do you feel towards your food indulger? Notice whether you're feeling curious or compassionate. Many of us don't like our food indulgers and want to get rid of it, or we're mad at it, or we hate it. If you're feeling anything other than compassion or curiosity, ask the part of you with the negative feeling to step aside and move out of your body so we can get you into a more curious and open place towards your food indulger. For many of us, the food indulger is one of the most active protectors we've had in our lives. This has been a hard-working part for many of us. Ask your food indulger what its role is from its perspective. How is it trying to help you? Ask the food indulger what it is afraid will happen if it doesn't help you in this way. If you don't indulge, what is it afraid will happen? Your food indulger is a strong protector. If you are able, tell the food indulger that you appreciate its intention to help you. Notice how it responds. There is another part intimately connected to the food indulger. This is the part of you that is trying to control the food indulger. We call this part the food controller. These two parts are polarized, which means they are constantly battling. When the food indulger has a craving, it's the food controller that tries to resist that craving. Let's bring the food controller into awareness now. How does your food controller talk to you? Is it loving and encouraging? Is it harsh and shaming? Is it perfectionistic? How does it talk to you after the food indulger gains the upper hand? What does the food controller say to you to try to get the food indulger under control? If you were to allow an image to form of your food controller, what would it look like? What would it sound like? What tone does it have in its voice? How is it dressed? Now imagine moving the food controller out of your body so that it's across from you. How do you feel toward your food controller? Are you feeling curious or compassionate? If not, lean into some curiosity. Ask your food controller what its role is from its perspective. How is it trying to help you? Ask the food controller what it is afraid will happen if it doesn't help you in this way. If it doesn't control, what is it afraid will happen? Now let's notice both the food controller and the food indulger at the same time. See both parts in front of you and notice who is on the right and who is on the left. Imagine visually what it looks like when these two parts are fighting. Does it look like a punishing parent trying to control a rebellious teen? Or is it a permissive parent bargaining with an impulsive child? What does this battle look like in your head? Now move the food controller and food indulger even farther away from your body. Notice what it feels like in your body to be separate from both parts. Is it more peaceful? When When we're struggling with our food, it's these two parts battling. That's the crazy we feel, the tension between these two parts. Both of these parts are protectors trying to help you in their own way. See if you can send them some love from your heart. Thank them for coming forward and communicating with you. Allow them each to fade into the distance. Take a breath. When you are ready, feel free to stretch your back, move your feet, and open your eyes. Thanks for joining me. Feel free to sit longer in silence or perhaps journal, and then move back into your day.